Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. A rocky weather forecast for the day. It's going to be mainly cloudy. We'll have a high of about 46 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's a little fog and a little mist with 40. Burlington at 37 degrees, same conditions. Milwaukee just overcast and 39 degrees. Cloudy in Racine and 40 degrees. A proposed gas station, convenience store, restaurant, and car wash at the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street advances with the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission for further review, support for amending the land use plan, and rezoning. Village Community Development Director Logan Martin said the site plan has been amended. The traffic study calls for changes impacting traffic off of Sunny Slope, out of the Pick and Save store on the other side of the street, right turns at Spring, and out of the site onto Spring Street.
Construction of a turn lane northbound on Highway 31, a northbound turn lane onto Spring Street to be able to make a right-hand turn. Currently, if you're driving through there, there's three through lanes, but there is no dedicated turn lane, which oftentimes contributes to traffic backing up.
Developer Mike Wilkham says it's been a long journey, but he believes this amended plan is actually better than the one they started with. Several dozen citizens attended the special meeting last night, and a few of them offered some comments.
I don't want to move. You know, every penny I got is into that house. You know, it's probably valued at 150, 60, 70. I got over 300 grand in there. Everything is brand new. I don't want to move.
As a taxpayer, I like to see a development that will increase the tax base of Mount Pleasant and not cause it to go down.
The full village board will consider the recommendations next week. Developers would still need additional approvals for any work to begin. This project would also move up the DOT's timeline to 2017 for approving the Spring and Green Bay Road intersection. In the village of Summers, the board there being urged by the Plan Commission to support rezoning connected to a proposed retail residential development north of Highway S along Green Bay Road. This involves a festival food store and a 280-unit apartment complex north and east of the existing Walmart Supercenter and Sam's Club. The village board meets on the recommendation this evening. The Kenosha News says approval could mean groundbreaking on Thursday of this week, given the weather forecast. The rezoning needed to allow the Shalom Center to move into its homeless shelter and related services into a building on 39th Avenue, approved by the Kenosha Council last night. The executive director of the center is Lynn Bees. She says they expect to be able to raise the $1.8 million needed for this project within the same time frame.
We did a feasibility study a number of years ago. We did another one a couple of years after that. And we've consulted with the same group now. And they said that for $1.6 to $2 million that we should expect to be able to do that in Kenosha within 6 months also.
She says if all goes as planned, they hope to have this new facility open by next winter. City of Racine applies for a 50% matching grant from the urban green space of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. It's to help in the purchase of 5.5 acres for a component of the RootWorks project. This would go toward developing a public outdoor recreation space in old industrial areas known as Machinery Row. Caledonia's Village Board unanimously decides to participate in that comprehensive study of Racine Unified, thus joining Sturtevant, but still waiting on Mount Pleasant, the information to help determine if a separate school district is needed. And Racine Unified Administration proposing to end the year-round program at Janes Elementary School, the only one of its kind in the district, and return it to a 9-month schedule, which was changed back in 1994 to what it is today. The year-round schedule at Janes differs, of course, from other schools. Month-long breaks in April, August, and December. Board of Education last night hearing from Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion about some 5 dozen students in the Janes attendance area going there out of some 234 students attending this year. That compares to a total of 420 students just 5 years ago. Caledonia Police Department had some glaring needs when Officer Toby Shy took over as chief 5 years ago, that after 20 years on the force, and it still has some big concerns going forward as he retires. Addressing the village board last night, Shy said it's a 24/7 job being a cop, and the village needs a full complement of officers to do that work, noting 7 were hired this year, 5 more to be hired in 2016.
The department will more than likely have inexperienced officers mentoring and supervising inexperienced officers. This is not an ideal situation in law enforcement where liability is very high for mistakes made by police officers. I don't believe this situation can be avoided since the department was understaffed for far too long.
He said he achieved 21 of 23 objectives. The other two he couldn't do because over the past 5 years, they didn't have the staff to have those programs handled. Also, a glaring need, he said, one large storage location for evidence instead of the current piecemeal setup, as well as an indoor processing location.
Currently, officers must process evidence such as fingerprinting or other processing in the garage. The evidence is later stored in holding cells, which are at capacity, so long-term storage is kept in the old Parks building behind the police department. The building is old, an old garage that is not heated and has a lot of dust and dirt inside of it. The building is too small and the shelves are overflowing. This also holds true for a vehicle impound.
Shy taking vacation time until his final official day, December 17th. The interim chief, Captain Dan Warren, the Police and Fire Commission will have to come up with a replacement next year. An attempted homicide charge filed against 50-year-old Racine resident Louis Caples for allegedly cutting his girlfriend's throat early last Friday morning. Victim showing up at the emergency room of Wheaton Franciscan All Saints with a severe laceration. 6 inches to be exact. The throat injury barely missing a main artery, according to officials. Different stories from each of the participants, according to reports. Bond for Caples, $75,000. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 25-year-old Jonathan Spark with reckless homicide through the use of a dangerous weapon for the shooting death of Jamal Stansil in July of 2008. Spark's currently being held in Illinois on a federal sentence. He was interviewed there by Racine police investigators, and according to the criminal complaint, Sparks admitted putting a gun above a fence and then firing several times. That's when the victim was struck. It ties into statements made by some other witnesses. And a Kenosha judge made no immediate ruling yesterday on a motion that would help the prosecution's case against Stephen Zelich, the former West Allis police officer, accused of killing two women, dumping their bodies in Walworth County, one of those victims killed in Kenosha County, the death of Jenny Gomez. The assistant DA on the case, Mike Gravely, wants to introduce evidence in regards to the earlier death of a Minnesota woman. Such evidence would normally be considered prejudicial, but Judge Bruce Schrader says he hopes to rule before Zelich's January trial begins. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Go to the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.